Well, this is Dr. Grande. Today I will analyze the case of Ashley Grayson. First, I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the crime, then offer my analysis. Ashley Grayson was born in 1988 and eventually lived in Dallas, Texas. In August 2013, she married a man named Paul Massengill. At this time, she worked for the Postal Service. Paul said that just a few months after they married, they were evicted from their home. He claimed that Ashley was not upfront about her financial problems. The eviction took him by surprise. This experience motivated Ashley to become financially independent and to obtain a better credit score. Inspired by social media influencers in the credit repair business, Ashley improved her score from 499 to 721 in 6 months. She went on to assist a few people to improve their credit scores as well. In February 2017, Ashley started her own credit repair business. Using her rags-to-riches story, she experienced phenomenal success. Ashley claimed that during the first 18 months, she earned $1 million. It did not take long for her to embrace an upscale lifestyle. For instance, she purchased designer clothing. She was not afraid to let people know that she had money. In 2018, Ashley started interacting with an Austin, Texas resident named Patrick Tate. 2 weeks later, they met at a hotel in Dallas. Patrick said that he and Ashley engaged in adult activity. She asked him to move to Dallas, where he could function as both her lover and her business partner. Ashley divorced Paul in order to be with Patrick. On social media, Ashley was allegedly vicious toward her former husband, Paul. He said that he received death threats after the divorce. This animosity on the part of Ashley appeared to subside after a while. She focused her attention on her business and sold a credit repair course for $997. Ashley claimed that on one occasion, she earned $1 million in just 40 minutes. On social media, she bragged about how she purchased an 8,100-square-foot, $2 million mansion on Three Sisters Lane in Concord, North Carolina. As Ashley was skyrocketing to fame and fortune, she started communicating with another credit repair entrepreneur named Derica Harwell. Derica lived in northern Mississippi, not far from Memphis, Tennessee. She had started a credit repair business in 2013 and had achieved phenomenal success. Derica said that she received an honorary Doctor of Philosophy degree from Trinity International University in Atlanta, Georgia. So she was upfront about how her degree was not an academic credential. People who have one of these typically don't refer to themselves as a doctor. However, Derica did call herself a doctor. She referred to her degree as a doctorate's degree. Apparently not realizing that a doctorate is the degree, it's not a doctorate's degree, it's just doctorate. To be fair, in the world of online business coaching, grammar is often the first casualty. Derica became friends with Ashley. They had a lot in common. Over time, however, the relationship deteriorated. Derica believed that Ashley was insulting her on Facebook, for example, mocking her engagement ring by pointing out it contained several diamonds instead of a solitaire. The insults were insidious, almost like Ashley was playing a little game. Ultimately, Derica blocked Ashley on Facebook. In response, Ashley sent Derica a message telling her not to be a messy, jealous blank. The blank rhymes with pitch. A few hours later, someone used a fake profile to post Derica's address on Facebook. Believing this was Ashley, Derica applied for a restraining order, but was denied. Later, Ashley mocked Derica's honorary doctorate on social media, claiming that anyone could get one. In response, Derica mentioned that she had once filed a lawsuit against Ashley. This comment prompted Ashley to sue Derica for defamation. The relationship between Ashley and Derica was not the only one falling apart. Ashley was also not getting along with her boyfriend, Patrick Tate. According to Patrick, they frequently argued, and Ashley would remind him that the credit repair business belonged to her. Ultimately, Ashley found a new lover. His name was Joshua Grayson. So Patrick had replaced Paul, and now Joshua was replacing Patrick. Ashley treated relationships like software updates. Joshua had a lot in common with Ashley. He sold credit repair courses and was flashy with his wealth. The couple married and ran a credit repair business together. They often posted images on social media showcasing their elegant and luxurious lifestyle. As Ashley continued operating the business, she started to aggravate some of the people who bought her credit repair course. For example, a social media influencer named Sherelle Hodge was unsatisfied after paying $2,000 for the course. When she voiced her concern, Ashley blocked her on Facebook. Sherelle regularly posted on a social media platform called TikTok. She released a video criticizing Ashley, which ended up receiving millions of views. She continued to release videos, which angered Ashley. After digging into Ashley's past, Sherelle came to believe that Ashley had once lost a finger while working for a food company and received money connected to that injury. Sherelle suggested this is how Ashley became wealthy, not due to a successful credit repair business. After making this claim, Sherelle started receiving threatening messages on social media. It's not clear how much of the finger loss story is true, if any of it is true, but I did notice that in a lot of Ashley's photographs that she posted on social media, her right hand is totally or partially obscured. Coincidence? I'm not sure. Evidently, all the criticism had a profound effect on Ashley. She was in the mood for payback. She probably had no idea her quest for vengeance would be her undoing. Now moving to the timeline of the crime. Sometime around mid to late September 2022, the FBI started investigating a murder-for-hire plot devised by Ashley Grayson. Here is what they found during the course of their investigation. A few years earlier, Ashley came to believe that she could increase sales in Memphis, Tennessee. She asked a woman named Olivia Johnson, who lived in Memphis, to promote her business on social media in exchange for the credit repair service. The women came to an arrangement that was mutually beneficial. Years later, Ashley reached out to Olivia to express her interest in buying a house for someone who needed help, like a charitable contribution. Olivia suggested some possible beneficiaries of Ashley's generosity, one of whom was Olivia's mother. Ashley purchased a house and allowed Olivia's mother to live in it. This was supposed to be a donation, like the resident would own 100% of the house. In reality, Ashley's name remained on the deed. Olivia's mother lived there rent-free, but had no legal claim to the property. This became a point of contention between Ashley and Olivia, and their disagreement spilled over onto social media. Many people began accusing Ashley of scamming her clients and being untrustworthy. In August 2022, which was a few months after the skirmish on social media, Ashley invited Olivia and Olivia's husband, Brandon, to visit her in Texas. She even agreed to cover their travel expenses. Olivia was under the impression that the reason for the trip was to resolve the issue with her mother's housing arrangement. Ashley, however, had something more homicidal in mind. She asked Olivia and Brandon to murder three people for her: her ex-boyfriend, Patrick Tate, her former friend, Derricka Harwell, and her critic, Sherelle Hodge. Ashley's motive to kill Patrick was based on her belief that he threatened to release sensitive information about her. She wanted Derricka and Sherelle dead because they criticized her. Ashley was willing to pay $30,000 for Patrick's murder, $30,000 for Derricka, and $20,000 for Sherelle. Even in a murder-for-hire plot, she proved her commitment to the tiered pricing structure. After hearing Ashley's murder-themed request, Olivia and Brandon had no intention of killing anyone, but they played along and told Ashley they would commit the murders. On September 10, 2022, Olivia and Ashley had a 5-minute video call over FaceTime. Olivia told Ashley that she and Brandon had already visited Derricka's home, and it would be real easy to get her. Ashley indicated that she wanted Derricka killed as soon as possible and offered an extra $5,000 if the murder was carried out during the next week. Toward the end of the call, Olivia said that she and Brandon planned on going to Derricka's home that evening. What Ashley did not know was that Olivia had recorded this call. Olivia intended to turn the video over to the authorities one day and hope that she could sell the video to TMZ or use it as leverage to get Ashley to sign over the deed to the home where Olivia's mother lived. That evening, Olivia and Brandon traveled to a crime scene where the police were present. They FaceTimed Ashley with the flashing police lights in the background. Olivia said they had shot up Derricka's home and requested that Ashley make a payment. Ashley agreed to a payment of $10,000. Olivia and Brandon traveled to Texas to collect the money. Not long after this, the relationship between Olivia and Ashley deteriorated, which was highly consistent with the pattern that Ashley had established. Olivia ended up sending Ashley a segment of the recorded FaceTime call, the one where Ashley requested that Derica be killed. Ashley responded by accusing Olivia of extorting her and contacted the FBI, apparently not realizing that sometimes they investigate crimes other than the one a person is complaining about. On the advice of her attorney, Olivia gave the recorded FaceTime call to federal agents. As the FBI investigated, Ashley remained highly confident that she would not get in any trouble. She claimed that she would remain free. The FBI was not watching her, and she did nothing wrong. One thing was for certain, Ashley Grayson would never be indicted for murder for hire. In July 2023, Ashley Grayson was indicted for murder for hire. This was in connection to the plan to kill Derica Harwell. Ashley's husband, Joshua Grayson, was also indicted. Their trial took place in March 2024. Joshua was found not guilty. However, the jury found Ashley guilty as charged. On October 31, 2024, Ashley was sentenced to 10 years in prison, which was the maximum available. She is scheduled to be released on November 12, 2032. Now moving to my analysis. There is no doubt that Ashley is guilty. The government may have struggled to prove that she arranged to kill Patrick and Sherelle, but it was fairly easy to prove that Derica was a target. Ashley was recorded stating that she wanted Derica to die as soon as possible. The only mystery in this case is about motive. This brings me to the question, what do I think happened in this case? This is just a theory, my opinion. Ashley Grayson was self-centered, impulsive, reckless, irresponsible, arrogant, pretentious, haughty, grandiose, vainglorious, greedy, materialistic, vindictive, petty, cold, callous, overconfident, oversensitive, manipulative, deceptive, nefarious, antagonistic, had a sense of entitlement, and was exceedingly creepy. When she became successful in her credit repair business, her priorities shifted drastically. Ashley focused on her image, wanting everyone to see how she was living a life of luxury. This proved her worth. It demonstrated that she was now a member of the elite. In her mind, her success made Ashley better than other people. She decided to dump Paul in favor of Patrick, then she dumped Patrick in favor of Joshua. Ashley was looking for someone flashy, and Joshua fit the bill. Through the course of running her business, Ashley used tactics that some people found unscrupulous. She was repeatedly and viciously criticized on social media. When her frustrations reached a boiling point, she decided that Patrick, Derica, and Sherelle needed to be eliminated. This was not appreciated as an extreme move. For Ashley, it was completely natural to request the murder of her critics. This is how important Ashley believed that she was. People needed to die for making negative comments about her. Ashley never thought about the family members of her targets. She didn't care how much suffering it would cause. Having her ego satisfied was all that mattered. Her method for accomplishing the homicidal goal exposed Ashley's profound lack of insight. She approached Olivia to carry out the murders. Olivia was not her ally. Rather, Ashley had allegedly misrepresented the housing arrangement involving Olivia's mother. This was an adversarial relationship, not a friendship. Ashley did not have the insight to realize that, given the opportunity, Olivia would try to gain leverage against her. There was no loyalty, none at all. When Ashley pitched the homicidal adventure idea, Olivia played along and collected evidence. The key mistake that Ashley made, other than wanting to have people murdered, was not understanding how she was perceived by others. This is ironic for a person who focused on displaying her lavish lifestyle. She spent years trying to control her image without ever understanding her audience. Ashley's reaction to criticism revealed the truth. Her image was powerful, but the personality behind it was fragile. Those are my thoughts in the case of Ashley Grayson. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon.